With Yellow Submarine, Paul's story was that he woke up in the night with this idea of doing a children's song about a yellow submarine.
Yellow Submarine for me was always an odd track on Revolver. It still is. When I play it now, it's I wouldn't be unhappy if it wasn't on that album, and I think a lot of fans and students of the Beatles feel the same way, and yet it is quintessentially them.
People who get it, people who are alive at that time, or people who understand what that sort of psychedelic moment was about, really get that song and they smile. And I think people that were born too late just think of it as this just kind of doofy kind of pop song, you know?
The song began in its earliest form, it began with Ringo doing a kind of spoken voiceover, as it were, and there was a sound of marching feet. And what he said didn't quite make sense, but it's basically about marching to free the day. I don't know what that meant. But the marching feet was, I think, coal being slid from side to side in a box. This was a bit like making a radio drama, if you like, and that's what you do in a radio studio. You know, you don't actually go and record marching feet, you put coal in a box and shake it from side to side. So they were making a picture.
George Martin had done comedy records with Peter Sellers and Spike Mulligan, so he was something of an expert at doing these sound effects. So you've got bubbles being blown through a straw and water sloshing around in a bucket. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones was there clinking glass. Lennon's on like a cheap microphone doing those shipmate hollers and backup chants.
The disapproving mainstream culture determined that it was a very thinly veiled anthem about drug use. But the rest of us just thought it was a great song about changing the world and living a low impact life of happiness and meaning, you know?